You know how long I've had this goldfish, Don? 3 whole years.
That doesn't surprise me, Yael. Goldfish are pretty resilient with their ability to live for months without oxygen at all.
They can do what?
It's true. Goldfish and their relatives, crucian carp, can survive for up to 5 months in the oxygenless water at the bottom of frozen ponds. And they do it by producing alcohol, believe it or not. The problem with a lack of oxygen is that breaking down carbohydrates without it produces lactic acid, which is toxic and builds up in the body. Goldfish and crucian carp work around this problem by turning the lactic acid into alcohol, ethanol to be specific, which they're able to release into the water through their gills. Researchers found that the fish can do this because they have 2 sets of enzymes that help with metabolizing carbohydrates. The regular set every other species has, and another that's activated by a lack of oxygen, which helps the metabolic products, the lactic acid, turn into alcohol.
So how did goldfish and crucian carp get to be so special?
Scientists think the alcohol-producing mechanism evolved 8 million years ago through a process called whole genome duplication. That's when an organism ends up with an extra set of genes by chance, and the duplicates can take on other roles.
One last question. Does this mean all those fish are drunk?
Their blood alcohol levels do get above 55 milliliters per 100 milliliters, which is above the limit for drivers in the countries where they live. Luckily, fish aren't prone to driving, as far as we can tell.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University with production support from the Office of the Provost.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.